You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
And on the line, we have got the wonderful Jackie Van Beek. Morena, how are you, Jackie?
I'm great, thank you. Nice to talk to you.
Oh, it's lovely to talk to you. In your capacity today as an actor, but also as a writer and one of the brains behind a brilliant new movie that is hitting New Zealand screens this week called Nude Tuesday. How are you feeling, Jackie? I know you had your premiere last night at the Hollywood Avondale. It looked like a lot of fun, and I heard that the crowd loved it. You must be riding a bit of a high.
We are, actually. Yeah, we were in Sydney a few days ago for our world premiere. That just went so well, and it was so nice to be in a cinema again and with hundreds of people, and then to be back in New Zealand and have our premiere. And we're just about to start. Amar and I are just off on our Q&A tour today.
That's
Wellington,
exciting.
Christchurch, Wanaka.
It's going to be fantastic. Now, for people who are tuned in, some of them might have seen Nude Tuesday knocking about. They might have seen the trailer already. But for those who this is brand new to them, the premise is quite outlandish and it is awesome. So you've got a film that is performed in gibberish, a gibberish that you and Armand Ballantyne, who's directed the film, have kind of created. And it's also, as the name suggests, got a lot of nudity in it. It's got Jermaine Clement. It's got a whole bunch of amazing, very well recognisable New Zealand and Australian actors popping up in it as well. And then you got the incredible Julia Davis to subtitle the film after all of the production had been done. So even yourself as the writer, you weren't entirely sure what was going to be the final outcome. This is a huge undertaking. Where did all of this crazy idea come from?
Well, Amar and I were developing the story about a very repressed couple, a very repressed suburban couple whose marriage is really on the rocks. And as a last-ditch attempt to kind of try and save their marriage, they go to this New Age camp. You know, so it's kind of a very fish-out-of-water story. A New Age camp run by guru Bjorg Rasmussen, who Jermaine Clement plays beautifully, as you can imagine. And then and about a year into it, we were still looking for a kind of unique kind of point of difference, because there's been so many brilliant films, you know, that's a kind of well-trodden territory. And very, very early one morning, I rang Amar and I said, you need to drive to my house immediately. I've had an idea. I think it could be quite good. It could be great. It could be terrible. But I think it's going to be great. And she drove all the way. I used to live way out West Auckland in Langholm. She drove all the way out there. And she said, what do you want? What is it? And I said, I think we should all perform in gibberish. So with our themes we've been talking about miscommunication, misinterpretation, you know what it's like between a couple who's been together for so long. And then so if we all speak in gibberish, no one can understand anybody.
Yes.
And then afterwards, we can get comedians from around the world to interpret what we might be saying. And then, of course, Julia Davis, my idol, when she agreed to do it, I nearly died, of course.
Oh.
And she's so genius.
She is an absolute genius. I've been loving rewatching a few sort of Julia Davis iconic clips, like the Thick People sketch that she's got, which is just so good. And she's just an absolute, she's got a way of saying something that if anyone else said it, it just wouldn't work. But the way she makes it, it just flies so well. And it's the same with the way she subtitled this film. What was it like, I guess, getting the film that you'd made, you know, you've been working on it for a really long time. You are one of the main characters in it, Jackie, and then seeing the story with someone else's interpretation of the plot happening. How was that for you? It must have been quite surreal.
It was. I mean, it was delightful. Julia sent Amar and I kind of bits. She's quite she's so crafted, you know, and that she's so, you know, brilliant in her writing, but she's like a technophobe, so we sent her software to write it up on the screen. She couldn't do that, so then I said, no worries, anything you want, Julia, anything you want. And so then we sent her these time-coded documents, you know, Mike. She was like, I can't deal with it,
Oh my God.
No, no problem. So she'd just, like, from her, like, iPhone, she'd just send us, like, bits of script, you know, so she'd just send us over the course of 3 months just bits of dialogue and stuff, and we'd put it up on screen. But
that's amazing.
Amar and I were just, you know, in stitches with some of it, because, like you say, I'd spent 5 years writing the film, and then I'd performed as, you know, the lead female, Laura, and she created an entire new backstory for me after I performed the role. My character has had an affair. My character has had a Christmas anal fling with her idiot boss, unquote. I was like, what the heck? I performed this as a Christian virtuous woman. And she's given me this, but it really works.
It does.
And also she gave the film a different ending. I was like, wow.
Yeah.
But it was so exciting. I mean, I love projects that stay very fresh,
yes,
and kind of organic, and you couldn't really get more fresh than this one, I think.
Totally. It does have a sort of sense of like the hand of God over it as well. I really enjoyed that when I was watching it, especially as you sort of like career towards the end of the movie. And as an audience, you kind of have this sense that you're like, no one knows what's happening right now. And it's sort of amazing. You're sort of just sucked along with it. But even aside from this like amazing layer of interpretation from Julia Davis, the performance from the whole cast is so incredible because you're asking a lot. You've got this incredible ensemble doing the most sort of bawdy romping around with, you know, Jermaine as this kind of cult leader, and everyone gets their kid off like properly at the end of the movie. What was that like? I imagine that was maybe a first time doing that on screen for a lot of people.
I think it was a first for a lot of people. Yes, so Aman and I, of course, you know, when we offered people roles or offered people an audition, you know, right up front, we were like, guys, you will need to, if you accept this role, improvise in gibberish and it will be full frontal nudity, but only on a Tuesday. I keep saying, it's only on the Tuesday, like trying to like, you know, play it down.
Yeah.
Like, how long is the Tuesday? I was like, oh, 15 minutes, you know? and it's going to be up an icy, cold mountain for those 15 minutes. And so, you know, of course, some people fell away when they were, you know, presented with that opportunity. But then I looked at the cast. We were all up on stage last night, and I just thought, what a bunch of incredibly courageous, pioneering spirits we drew together. People that are so unafraid to try something new. And I felt so proud of all of those people, you know, just jumping on board this crazy idea.
Yeah, yeah. You know, there's something that I was expecting to have a really good time watching this movie, and I totally did. What I wasn't expecting was to find it quite moving, Jackie. There's bits of it, and I think actually the nudity was weirdly one of those things where I was like, oh, I wasn't expecting this to be quite moving, but there's something sort of lovely about watching a bunch of bodies climb this frozen mountain. It was kind of a strangely wonderful thing to see. How was that to film? It must have been bloody cold, but what was it like doing that? Did it feel quite freeing by the time you'd kind of got used to it and used to performing in gibberish and used to being naked? What was the process of actually performing in this film like?
Yeah, well, I think, and, you know, of course, we've had a lot of feedback from the cast over the last couple of years, and we all lived down in this tiny little camp called Wonderland in Makarora, you know, out of Wanaka towards the Haast, you know, towards Haast.
Mm.
And so it was a very special experience. It was like being on a retreat, you know, with everyone. It was kind of mirrored to the movie, really. Yeah, the nudity was a big one because there was a lot of trepidation, of course, leading up. And so we had an intimacy coordinator. She made herself available, you know, to speak to everyone individually. Then we split the genders and had group hooies as well. So we were, you know, we were very thorough with that to make sure everyone felt safe and confident, so they could just have fun. But I remember, like, one of the first nude scenes we shot was the beautiful and hilarious Yvette Parsons, who plays our camp receptionist, Margaret, and on Knock and Tis Dog, which is Nude Tuesday, she's in this chair, Damon runs in, Bruno, and she turns around fully nude in this chair. She just swings around, casual as anything. And Aman and I were on set behind the monitor. We both started crying because it was just so beautiful. There was something so kind of empowering, and we knew we were celebrating something that we don't often get to celebrate in this part of the world, you know, like, because we totally detached nudity from sex.
Yes.
We're like, we will not have, like, there are plenty of sex scenes, but we're all clothed.
Yeah.
But when we're nude, no one's feeling horny. Everyone's feeling cold.
Yes, yes. Yeah. I think that's what, that's what it was. It was sort of like just about the people rather than, you know, the sort of like campy chaos that has been happening throughout the rest of the film. It's a really remarkable feat. I hope lots of people go and see it because it's just a joy to watch. And also it feels like a really sort of awesome standard bearer for new, brave, strange movies to come out of New Zealand. Are you hoping that people might sort of see this as a bit of a challenge to maybe pick up that sort of project they thought might be a bit too scary to take to someone? Or are you hoping this might sort of open the doors for a bit more of this kind of thing from New Zealand filmmaking?
Well, yeah. I mean, like you first said, my I think mine and Aman's greatest hope is people actually are curious enough to go and see it, you know. And like you say, it's very funny, but there is also, like, you know, some depth of emotion there. So we are hoping that people, you know, leave the house after this pandemic and go, I might venture to the cinema, see New Tuesday. But yes, definitely, Aman and I, we wanted to make something original and bold, and I think given our personalities, we're always keen to kind of push out into new territory, you know, not knowing whether we'll succeed or not, of course. But I hope this film does encourage other filmmakers and to just, you know, like, just, I don't know, do something bold and do something that they think, oh, I wonder, because I'm still amazed we're financed. Even on set, Aman and I would turn to each other going, can you believe that people finance this film? Isn't that amazing?
Yeah, it is amazing.
It is possible, yeah.
Totally. Well, one of the things I also loved that was sort of like a surprising joy in it is you've also gibberished the songs as well, and I believe that's Luke Butter of the Phoenix Foundation who's helped you with that. Is that correct?
Yes, the whole Phoenix Foundation under their name, Monica.
Yes.
They produced a lot of the gibberish songs, and we also had our wonderful... composer Cam Ballantyne. He produced the final song, which I won't tell you what it is, but it's magnificent.
It's very, very good. Well, everyone should head off to the cinema this week and check it out. It does hit cinemas properly from tomorrow all across Aotearoa, so find a theatre near you and go and support this awesome film. Jackie Van Beek, thank you so much for speaking with us this morning. We're going to play Road to Nowhere by Talking Heads, and for folks who go and check out this film, they'll be surprised by a nice version of this that shows up in the soundtrack. Hey, thank you, Jackie. Have a nice morning.
Yeah, thanks so much. Well, we know where we're going, but we don't know where we've been. And we know what we're knowing, but we can't say what we've seen. And we're not little children, and we know what we want.
Work it out. Yeah. We're all-
Thank you again to Jackie Van Beek for chatting with me about Nude Tuesday, which is a brilliant movie, honestly. If you're old enough to go see it, go see it. It's hitting cinemas tomorrow. It's nuts in the best possible way, and it is just so much fun. We're on a road
to nowhere. That was a 95BFM podcast. Support 95BFM with a B-card. Go to 95BFM.com/signup.